Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we are going to talk in this sports break about the great events and players that played the games of sport on August 21st through history and some of their great achievements that they've done, along with their jersey numbers that they may have worn while competing. Now, the jersey numbers we'll talk about today are 3, 14, 21, 18, 6, 34, 5, 10, and number 7. We're going to start off on August 21st, 1901. The Baltimore Orioles pitcher Joe McGinty is suspended from the National League for punching and spitting on umpire Tom Connelly. Doesn't sound like a very good day in that. It was in the previous day's 5-2 loss to the Detroit Tigers. Now, he had a lifetime suspension at first, but it was later reduced to just 12 days, and probably wouldn't be that in this day and age in Major League Baseball, that's for sure. August 21st, 1926, Chicago White Sox pitcher Ted Lyons no-hits the Boston Red Sox in a 6-0 win in just 67 minutes at Fenway Park. That's a good day's pay there in just a little over an hour of taking care of a Major League Baseball team. August 21st, 1931, the New York Yankees legend Babe Ruth, who wore number 3, became the first MLB player to hit 600 career home runs as New York defeated the St. Louis Browns 11-7 at Sportsman's Park. August 21st, 1932, Wes Farrell, who wore number 14 for the Cleveland Indians in 1932, became the first MLB pitcher to win 20 games in each of his first 4 seasons. That is a pretty good record there. Must have been a heck of a pitcher. August 21st, 1948, the Cleveland Indians, speaking of them, had a 47-inning scoreless streak, which was broken as future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Lemon, wearing number 21, gave up a home run to number 18 Aaron Robinson of the Chicago White Sox, and the Indians fall 3-2 to the Sox that day. August 21st, 1967, Kansas City utility player number 6 Ken Harrelson of the A's became the baseball's first free agent when he is abruptly released by the Athletics. He took his parting shots too, as he called team owner Charlie Finley, quote, a menace to baseball, unquote. Now, Harrelson would end up signing with the Washington Senators just a few days after his release and would later play for the Cleveland Indians in his career. August 21st, 1982, the American League's MLB Milwaukee Brewers relief pitcher named Raleigh Fingers in his familiar number 34 jersey became the first pitcher in the MLB to get save number 300. Fingers was aptly named as he had some of the most wicked pitches that confounded many a batter. And oh, he sported probably the most famous handlebar mustache of all in baseball history. August 21st, 1986, Red Sox Spike Owen, number 5, scored 6 runs in a 24-5 rout of the Cleveland Indians. Seems like the Indians are quite the team in the news for this August 21st. August 21st, 2008, U.S. Olympic women's soccer striker Carly Lloyd, who wore number 10 that year, scored in extra time as the United States beat Brazil 1-0 to take the women's football gold medal at the Beijing Olympics. Quite an accomplishment there for the young ladies of the U.S. August 21st, 2016, Hoops great Kevin Durant, wearing number 7, scored 30 points as he and his teammates retained the Olympic men's basketball title for the USA with a comfortable 96-66 win over Serbia at the Rio de Janeiro Games. And that's what we have for Sports History today. We're glad you joined us. We hope you learned a little bit and retained some knowledge, maybe had a great memory from back in the day that you once knew about and once watched even. And we have this going on each and every day of the year. You can get more sports history by going to sportshistorynetwork.com. We have 30 different podcasts that are just bringing you their best of the sports history from all over the world, all eras, and all sports genres. Also, you can go to jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, our websites, to come up with the greatest articles that are coming out day by day, and we have something new every day, and usually a new podcast or video as well from both of those sites. Also, check out Orville Mulligan, sports writer, our audio drama that we do with a part of Number 80 Productions with Oz Davis of Truly the Goats podcast that just brings you a story of early 1920s sports history in a different way, and I think you'll enjoy it. That's OrvilleMulligan.com. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.